Hello and welcome again to another edition of The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. I'm in central Switzerland for this one, and I'm going to give you a hint right at the very beginning. There is one word which is connected with our mystery location today, and that is the Rigi, R-I-G-I, the Rigi Mountain. That is the symbol, that is almost the trademark of our mystery location. But we're in the village down below. Let me welcome to the program Pius Zimmermann. Mr. Zimmermann is a native son. He was born and raised in our mystery location here on Lake Lucerne in central Switzerland. Now, we have a boat that just came in here a moment ago, and it collected some Japanese tourists who are here, and I guess they're going on a special excursion of the Lake of Lucerne. A wave to, is that a fisherman out there?
That is correct, yeah, that's Hans. He's fishing out there, and right now, as you can see, he's even feeding the swans there.
Two beautiful swans here that just came up to us. We are sitting literally at the edge of Lake Lucerne here. We're on a couple of concrete seats, I guess we could almost call it, where boats can pull up and collect people. Now, we want to get geographically a little bit more precise, because the Lake of Lucerne, or to give it its German title, its native name is the Lake of the Four Forest Cantons, but it's better known internationally as Lake Lucerne. It's a big lake. Can you give us some geographical coordinates? Because you were a navigator, too. You were a sailor on this lake, so you can give us some good information there.
That is absolutely correct. As you say, it is practically located in the central part of Switzerland. It has a total length of about 40 kilometers from the beginning of the lake to the end, which is the city of Lucerne. And that's where the river Reuss, R-E-U-S-S, flows out of Lucerne. And the central part is actually the beginning of the mountain areas. As you can see, we are having locations across the lake here, beautiful mountains with the names, and then of course Stanzerhorn and so on. And if you look to the left from here, you can see some taller mountains there reaching up to approximately 3,500 meters.
What are some of the names of those big ones?
Some of the big ones you can locate. One is there, looks like the Matterhorn from here.
But it's not.
It is not the Matterhorn, no, it's called the Briesen.
Now here we are in Canton Lucerne still. It gets complicated, the political geography here, because all of these different cantons come together and you're never quite sure which one you're in. But this one is technically still in the Canton of Lucerne, but just on the other side of the hill over there in the town of Brunnen, which is just over the other side, east of here, on the north shore of this part of the Lake of Lucerne. That's already Canton Schwyz. So we have Lucerne here, we have Uri, Unterwalden, Schwyz, all coming together. And this, of course, is also a very, very significant part of Switzerland historically, because right around the bend there, to the south, we have the Rütli Meadow, which is where, on the night of the 1st of August, 1291, representatives of these, what are now Swiss cantons, gathered together to swear the pact of everlasting alliance to protect the people who live here from outside domination. One says that was the origin of the Swiss Confederation.
That is correct.
And we get back now to the Rigi. In fact, I'm looking right over your head as I'm looking north. I can see the Hotel Rigi. And, of course, that's named for the mountain which is behind us. If I move my head in another direction to the north, this is the place which has attracted people for so many, many years, generations and generations.
It is fantastic. You can see from up there, actually, into the Bernese Oberlands. You can see the Jungfrau, Mönchen Eiger. Of course, all that by clear weather, and especially in the fall time, people are going up there by rack and pinion railroad, and on top they can see in the morning very, very early, around 6 o'clock, the sunrise. And therefore, lots of people are actually staying up in the Mount Rigi for watching the sunrise in the morning.
Well, a name that many, many people know all over the world, Mark Twain, the American humorist and writer. He actually came here and wrote a very humorous story about the night on the Rigi, or the trouble he had getting up there, that was, and finding his way up there. But the Rigi itself is, I believe, 130 years old. It has quite a history of itself, the Rigi Railroad.
That is right, yeah. It was actually built by Niklaus Rickenbach. and he was the originator of this rack and pinion railroad, and that's the first one in Europe. He built one before, and that was in the United States of America. But as a matter of fact, if you're talking about Mark Twain, I can look directly from here, from the seat which I have, by the Lake of Lucerne, to the other village, and there I can see the point and actually that big, huge tree where he used to sit and start to write his books.
It's still there?
It is still there. We have a place called, actually, Mark Twain's special sitting place, mm-hmm. And there's a monument there.
We're talking about the Rigi Railroad. Let's go over there and see it. It's only a few steps away in the village.
Hold the watch for the Rigi, please. Thank you.
And the person in charge of the station here, the Rigi station, the Rigi Bahn or Rigi Railway, is a lady. You are the station mistress. What is your name, please?
Lisbeth Rankley.
How long have you been working at this job?
18 years now.
How many people use the Rigi Bahn or the Rigi Railway every year, roughly?
It's about 1 million people. They are coming normally from Switzerland, from France, Germany, and also from the USA, and more from Japan, Korea, all there.
But how many times have you gone up to the Rigi yourself?
Not every day, but very often. I just like to walk in on the Rigi.
What would you personally say is the very best time of the year to go up there?
For me, it's the whole year nice.
And you operate all year round, 365
yes.
days?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Running every day, yes.
Well, Ms. Rankley, thank you very much. You are very busy. You have a lot of work to do, and you have your duties to take care of. Thank you very much for telling us about the Rigi Railway. Back with Pia Zimmermann now. Obviously, the Rigi Railroad is the big attraction that brings so many people here from all over the world. But what else can the visitor to this village do?
They can also go and make a fantastic tour, or actually a guided tour, into the fortress. And a fortress is one of the major attractions of this particular village.
And, of course, it's still functioning, right? I think the cannons have actually been blocked, technically speaking, but everything else is just the way it was, and it's maintained shipshape and could actually be reactivated any time. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, and you can get in at any time you wish to get in. If you want to go in with a group, you may do so, and we'd be more than happy to guide you through the entire fortress.
Well, let's leave, finally, on the name game, the gulls and the ducks and the swans on the Lake of Lucerne and go up above the village into the massive rock up there, and let's unbolt that huge entrance into that fortress and have a quick look. That sounds pretty definite.
Okay. Now you can see this is the entrance of it. It's getting a little wider here, but it starts to get narrower as soon as we come into the area where the middle section is.
You notice you're inside a mountain. It's that typical smell you like get in the cavern or in the cave. The construction of the fortress began, I believe, in 1941, and it didn't take very long. It was intensive work that was done here in a very short time.
In approximately 1 year, due to the fact that they were working in three shifts around the clock.
Well, let's see some of these installations here.
And you can see now here, we have these filters. These two filters were added later on, approximately in the 50s, when they knew we had atom bombs. And these are atom filters which have been added afterwards.
Still usable today?
They are. Everything what you are seeing today is totally functional.
What's the next stop?
The next stop, we're going to go into the kitchen area.
Speaking of food, this is one of the attractions now. This is not just a living museum. You actually can come and use the facilities. They can be rented or leased. And you can eat typical army food here, for example.
That is correct. One of them is a typical Swiss dish would be the Spatz, mm-hmm. which has nothing to do with a bird, which we know as a Spatz. It is actually a kind of a soup. It's a bouillon, mm-hmm. which has meat in it, and as well a lot of different kind of vegetable potatoes, all in one pot.
And I think of another favorite, the so-called Käseschnitte, which is melted cheese on bread.
That is correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a special way of making that, and then you do...
Typical army stuff.
That is typical army. You only got that, by the way, in the olden days, mm-hmm. on Sundays, uh-huh. because it was a speciality.
People can also sleep here.
That is correct, yes. They can sleep in groups. I would say the best thing would be in a group from about 20 to 40 people. That would be very, very comfortable.
Your attention, please. The first shot will be fired in 1 minute. And I guess that was the kind of messages that
kind of messages
went on
they,
here.
They used to give through.
Was there actual artillery practice done from this installation?
Yes. Approximately 80 shots were shot with the first gun, and with the second gun were approximately 20 of them were shot.
The Mühlefluhe Fortress above our mystery village here on the north shore of Lake Lucerne in central Switzerland. Now it's time to close out this edition of the Name Game, but let's give you a couple of hints again. We are on the Lake of Lucerne, the north shore of the Lake of Lucerne. Our mystery location is in the most historic part of this lake area. On the other side, to the east of us, is Brunnen, B-R-U-N-N-E-N. The city of Lucerne is to the west of us here. Seelisberg is south of here. And the biggest hint of all, our mystery village is the location where you go to take the Rigi Railroad up to Mount Rigi, which towers to the north above our village. Pius Zimmermann, a man of many talents, linguistic and otherwise, thank you very, very much indeed for telling us about your home village here on the Lake of Lucerne in central Switzerland, the home of the Rigi Railway. And this is Bob Zanotti on the Lake of Lucerne, central Switzerland, thanking you very much for being with us today and wishing you very good luck playing the Name Game.